So, if you had to go to jury duty, you go in that courtroom.
Do you want me to bring the Bible or a fucking comic book?
Okay.
Which one are you gonna tell the truth on?
Let's just say the lawyers
shit.
come up
A
to
roll of toilet paper. Well. What's that boogeyman? You just came back from that bus tour? How many people were standing there? Fucking four? And you only saw three because the other kid was standing in front of the other kid. That's how many people were there.
Hey, that's a long bus ride home.
Fuck, I guess so. You know where the rest of the people are at? Fucking over there hanging out with Mickey Mouse. Shit. We care much about those Rams as we do those fucking... What's those other guys with those fucking lightning bolts on their head that lost to who?
San Diego?
Yeah, who did they lose to? To who?
TV12.
That's right. Sent them both fucking home. Shit.
Well, we're here with the commish right here. And what do you say about the game? What'd you see, Martin?
I thought it was a pretty boring game.
Dude, his name's the commish.
I'm the commish.
Did I spoil it?
He spoiled it a little bit, but yeah. It's all good. It's all good. I'm the LED commish. It's good to be on the show, guys. This is a legit studio. I just hit a dab a little earlier. We're smoking a joint. This is good times. This is how you podcast, guys.
Couple shots of Jack.
Yeah, this is great, man.
You're our sponsor.
I guess so. But honored to be on the show, guys. This is an honor. I've heard you guys have gotten a ton of listeners since you started. So congratulations, and I hope you guys keep moving forward.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
This the commission is the first one who got me to do a podcast.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yeah, I got him into this whole thing. Yeah.
We started doing it once a week.
Yeah, sounds like it, man. Yeah.
So, fuck, man. Fucking Lonzo Ball, man.
Lonzo Ball.
Did he get traded today?
No. I don't think so.
Deadline's over.
I don't think it's happening either. Yeah, I think all this smoke about Davis, yeah, it's not happening. Sorry, Laker fans.
It's just, I don't know if this is true or not, but they said that if he walks away from the Pelicans, he's throwing away $100 million.
Well, $100 million?
$100 million?
I don't know. Because, I mean, maybe, you know, but like, I guess you can't get if you're a free agent, you can't get a longer contract or whatever the NBA.
I think there's a small incentive if you stay with your team. They give you a supermax contract.
$100 million doesn't sound very small to me.
I don't know if it's $100 million. That sounds a little bit. Yeah, that sounds a little too high. But I mean, it could be. I mean, these NBA contracts are so fucking ridiculous these days that, you know, it could be. It might be an exaggeration, but I do know there is a little small incentive they give you.
They put your face on that fucking Pelican.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to sit the rest of the season?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Oh, I'd sit his ass.
Like Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, just speaking of this NBA trade deadline, I mean, LeBron came out and, you know, he kind of threw a little shade back at the media for, you know, the narrative that's been going on with him, right? Everyone's calling him selfish. But I think, you know, there's a lot of truth to what he put out yesterday. You know, he basically, for people that don't know, he made a post calling out the fact that Harrison Barnes got traded in the middle of a game. And basically the narrative, whenever that happens, whenever a player gets traded by the team, it's just best for the team, it's a business decision. But then when a player demands a trade, you know, i.e. Anthony Davis or LeBron, then suddenly they're selfish, you know, they're just thinking about themselves, blah, 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 and they get villainized. But I thought it was a little interesting.
Yeah, it is. I forgot about Barnes.
Well, that's a bummer, man.
Do you know what team he's on?
No. Is he good? Is he a starter?
Nah, he's probably like
he's a
very
good bench player.
What
team
is he on?
Yeah, a low end middle tier player.
What team is he on?
He's on the Mavs. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's traded to the Kings.
Hey, they're saying that the Kings Warriors 1-8 could be playoffs.
Too bad for the Kings.
But that'd be cool.
Just imagine, first round and out. Think about that one.
But, you know, when Ball went drafted, they drafted Ball over that guy Fox. Martin, you know Fox was our guy in college.
Yeah.
How's he doing in the NBA?
He's doing great.
Tearing that shit up?
He's doing great. Yeah, I mean,
he's way better than Ball, right?
Yeah.
That Kings, fucking guy's
the
Ball.
The Kings got a team, man. I think you guys are hating a little bit too much. I mean, they're a super young team, but they're on their way. You know,
hey, 8th seed in the West is it's pretty good. Yeah. No, that's like where Boogie Kings came from.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But Fox is way better than Ball. I mean, that's for sure. Come on, hold on. Is that for sure?
You know, I'm not too. I wouldn't. Oh, I think I'd say it's too early sucks, to say. Dude. It's too early.
I think if you shoot like that, you're an asshole. You're gonna get
slugged. Can't make a three throw. Foul, you dumbass. You know, foul.
You're a pro. And you shoot.
Let's
like...
see. You can't make. There's a shot. There's a good chance you might make two, but I know you can't make one. And if they give you the ball twice, you miss both of them.
So what's his dad saying? He's been in the news lately, man. Huh?
I saw him this morning.
I heard his dad said Lonzo is a better player than LeBron.
Dude, it's fucking crazy, man. What? He told Magic, man, he says, hey, you know what? You ain't never going to win a championship.
Wow.
Unless you got my kid on there.
Wow.
And if you want to win one, you get to add another one for my other kid.
But, I mean, at the same time, even though he's saying outlandish things, I mean, what would what else would you expect a father to say about his son? I mean, come on, right?
I mean, the fact that it's in the news is a different thing. But you know that?
You're just lucky the kid doesn't play along with the old man. No shit.
Old
man could be an asshole. Yeah. Oh, well. He's an asshole when I'm a 7.
Yeah. Well, I actually think Lonzo's pretty good. I think he gets a bad rap because of his dad, and I think...
Can't fucking shoot.
Yeah, but
good point.
He's a point guard.
What did they do in basketball?
He's got a funky shot, too.
That's
but
bad.
He's a point guard.
That's bad.
What did they do in basketball?
They're not looking at him.
Curry doesn't
right?
shoot
he's
like that.
Well, he doesn't
you need
play
to be able to drain it. If you're on the court, and you're small, you need to drain that ball.
Sounded like a Laker apologist. But no, I think Ball... I think Ball...
Nobody feels sorry for the Lakers. Nobody.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I mean, the whole idea is to put that ball in that fucking rim up there.
And if you ain't 7 feet tall...
You know, that's the whole idea.
But if you're helping guys put the ball in the rim...
I guess!
Still just
need to be
good.
A threat.
Well, good for you.
I mean, you guys hear about James Harden when he went on that streak of 50 games. You know how many of those points were assisted?
Zero.
Zero.
That guy's a one-man show, man. Yeah.
He learned that game from Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's just a little better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Westbrook can't shoot either.
Oh, they said, man, he's really falling apart. You know.
Yeah, fuck. Paul George is leading that team now.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'd leave it too.
Yeah.
I mean, what do, man? You got this guy that... How do you forget where that fucking rim's at? Did someone move that motherfucker last night? It's gotta be. No, they changed the net. I can't hit it no more. You know? And I ain't afraid to shoot that ball 80 times. Fuck.
Paul George, did you ever see when he broke his fucking leg?
I saw it, yeah.
Did you see it, Tom?
It's pretty gruesome.
No.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you're like, I wish I didn't see that. I'm not a big fan of like... The most, you know, fucked up, leg broken, you know?
Right.
That one was horrendous.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. What's another leg broke you remember,
Gordon Hayward
Tom?
Was pretty bad, too.
Oh, that was bad.
Gordon Hayward was pretty nasty.
Hey,
yeah.
The best one I saw was when that dude jumped out of that fucking stands. He played for India at that time.
Ron Artest?
Ron Artest.
Metal World Peace.
The Rumble of the...
He got that fucking dude, man. He was going to rip his ass.
That was in Detroit.
That was the most epic fight
that was
I've ever
the best.
Seen. Yeah, better than any NHL fight. Like, that was the best.
You think that snake bite was good on freaking WWE?
But that was set up.
Was it? Oh, yeah, that was set up. Yeah, Artest. Yeah.
He went off.
Or, excuse me, Metal World Peace.
I mean, do you guys remember when Jermaine O'Neal, like the guy that was just yapping at him on the floor, I mean, he ran up to that guy and just clocked him. It's like, I've never seen a guy get hit harder in my whole entire life.
That was pretty good. Jermaine O'Neal's about 7 feet tall and is a super athlete. He was young. Didn't he go to the Warriors for a minute?
Yeah. But if you really think about it, the fact that the fans were fighting the players and the players are fighting the back end, just the pure concept of that. that? It's just kind of just crazy to me for, just thinking about that.
Yeah. I was watching the game.
I was watching it too. I was watching it live. I was like, dude, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
I did too. I was like, this is awesome. No, you know? But
for fans to get to actually be that emotional and to be like legitimately like barking at players and the players barking back at them, and then it was like, it was a real fight. Like, you guys were really fighting.
It was real.
Nobody down there was trying to fake it. Oh,
those guys in Detroit don't play.
So I forget what year it was, but it was probably in the 90s, right? Late 90s, I'd say.
For what?
Maybe, yeah, for when that happened.
No, that wasn't in the 90s.
I think it was late 90s. It was, maybe early 2000s.
It was early 2000s. It was,
okay,
yeah.
Could have been early 2000s.
I want to say like 04.
I feel like it was less than that. But anyways, we'll have somebody fact check it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Artest got fouled, and they were in Detroit, and he laid on the table, and some fan, he was pissed about the foul. He was pissed, and some fan
threw
a beer and hit him in the head, and he snapped. He stood up, he went up 15 rows
to get this motherfucker.
And he got him.
It wasn't 04, by the way.
Okay, you nailed it. Yeah, all right. Hey, he went up 15 rows and clocked this guy. He got him. Oh, and he took a beating going up there.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember when he went, when they played in, they were, you know, played against L.A. And I remember, you know, they talk about Kobe and him. And he says, hey, man, Ronnie, different story, man. He was a, you know what he was? A small Rodman.
He was a small
Rodman, man.
But just like we called it, I mean, isn't it ironic that this man that went up, you know, dozens of rows into the stands, this guy changed his name to Meta World Peace. I mean,
like, what the fuck?
This guy,
but that's, and then the suddenly you're going to stand for peace. Hey, listen, that's the guy you want to follow, because the only peace in his world, it might be a little violent.
Tom, when T.O. came on the scene, you liked him, right? Get your popcorn ready.
Oh,
was,
man,
he cool?
T.O. was the best show. Oh, he was. I mean, he defined diva.
And he
you
said,
know what I mean?
Fuck, he did define
the wide receiver diva role.
What about that other guy who changed his name, Ocho Cinco? Were you a fan of that guy?
No. Ocho wasn't.
He was all right.
Hey,
I mean,
you remember when he came out and he had that Hall of Fame coat? It was that gold or yellow, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he had one made, except it was a long, you know, like a long coat, you know, like a trench coat. Same color, everything. And wore that on the sidelines.
I saw that.
Do you remember that?
It was like a boxing, like a robe kind of, right? Yeah.
But it was an actual coat.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, trying to make fun of the fucking other coat. You know.
I remember he used to have a list.
Ocho Cinco actually tweeted that he lived next to Roger Stone, who just got arrested by the FBI for all this Russian drama. It was pretty funny. But anyway, that's just a little news nugget.
He only does Twitter nowadays, huh? that's his...
Fuck, man. Hey, those guys come and go like nothing, you know, honest to God. All you got to do is learn how to catch that ball, and after 3 years... You're like a fucking flat tire. Time out. Hey, Boogeyman, what you up to? Hey, dude, how many players do you think LeBron wants for Anthony Davis?
Two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Fuck. He wants too fucking many. Shit.
Yeah.
Listen to this, man. This is what happened today. I didn't get a chance to tell you about it earlier. But remember when he and Anthony had dinner together? You remember that about 3-4 weeks ago? Not even 3 weeks ago. Well, when you have dinner with, if I was having dinner with the Boogeyman, that's a no-no. That's, you know what you're doing? You're stepping over the boundary lines. I think L.A. got sued already when they talked to LeBron when he was in fucking Cleveland. So they said today, these other small-time, I don't want to call them small-time. I guess if I owned fucking team, I would be small-time. because in small markets, these guys are getting a little pissed off about what LeBron's trying to pull and the L.A. Lakers. So
yeah, I think Anthony Davis already got fined for tampering, or I don't know what it was, the exact offense that he pulled. But I guess you're not supposed to publicly talk about this stuff, and he did, and he got fined $25K for that.
So, I think I heard that too.
Yeah,
$25K from 100 mil.
But listen to this. This is what's coming from the commissioner. Hey, remember when you wanted Chris Paul?
Well, it's a new commish. I don't think he'll
you know what the new commish is like? Like the old commish. Nothing's changed. Rule 5544, fuck you. And that's what we're gonna do to you.
Yeah.
You tampered with the fucking rules of 4954, gotta fuck you. You ain't getting, didn't get Chris Paul.
But I mean, let me ask you guys though, just speaking of LeBron and, you know, the narrative and all of that, like I talked about previously, what's your guys' take on that? Do you think that him demanding all these trades, does that make him selfish, or, you know,
just
is he a cancer to the team? Oh, you know, is he good for the team? Because I hear some Laker fans, you know, they're crying.
I couldn't play for the guy because, you know what, I never got to. Hey, let me tell you what, Tommy spreads the rock around. You know,
but
this guy doesn't.
But here's the thing, that it's hard for me to imagine a team with LeBron James not really being competitive. I think when
that's
he plays,
right now,
he makes all the play. When he was playing, the Lakers were doing pretty good.
Whoa.
And when they get Anthony Davis, they get Kawhi Leonard, and they get the guys they want to get.
Yeah.
Then it's hard for me to imagine that LeBron James and his team is not good, because every single year he's ever played, like, his team, you know, after
you know
whatever,
what?
Has though. Always been
he
good.
Understands
with all,
the game.
He is good.
He's an amazing player, but like. The Lakers played the Pacers a couple nights ago.
Was LeBron there?
LeBron was playing, and they got demolished by 42 points by the Pacers, who don't have anybody. I bet you guys can't even name a player on the Pacers. But anyway, while Brandon Ingram,
Ron Artest.
But while Brandon Ingram was on the free throw line,
both those guys are on the Pacers.
He's on the Lakers. Well, hold on. He's on the Lakers. But my point is. While he was on the free throw line, the fans at the game were chanting, "LeBron's gonna trade you. LeBron's gonna trade you." I mean, and so my point is, like, they got demolished by 42. Why? It's probably because of all this trade distraction. Because literally, no one on the team knows if they might be gone by the end of the game. You know what I mean? And so
you think Luke's gonna be there?
Yeah, they might as well throw fucking Walton in there too. You know, whatever trade package they got for the Pelicans. But you know, I think it just begs the question.
Magic's got a new game for you, Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it begs the question, like, is he good for the team or is he really a cancer? Some Laker fans would be mixed on that.
When was the last time LeBron was not on the playoffs?
They're not in the playoffs right now, man.
Well, he's not playing. He hasn't played all year.
He's been back.
They also trying to get a lottery pick so they can trade to get Anthony Davis. So the more they suck.
Hey, dude, that commissioner's going to fucking stop it. That trade's over with. End of story.
I don't think
you
so.
Tampered.
You know, yeah.
You're tampering with the fucking product.
Yeah. But they know that. Yeah. You think they don't call each other? Come on. Hey, we're going to sue you.
Listen.
Hey, you're not supposed to. You don't think they call each other?
They do.
Hey,
they for sure do.
I'm sure they do.
So,
but you didn't tell me about it. And I'm Dallas. You didn't tell me about it. Where the fuck did Timberwolves even play? Fuck. Yosemite?
I think it's -20 over there.
Where do they play? Yosemite?
I think actually what
and
Davis...
And the Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Bucks? Where the fuck is Milwaukee anyway? One thing I know about Milwaukee is they make beer.
They have the Greek freak.
So just one last thing on Davis. I think what he did and what he got fined for was the fact that he came out and said, because he's in his last year of his contract, he came out and said that he's basically not going to re-sign with anybody except for the Lakers. And so he's basically trying to pull his own strings there, you know what I mean? And so I think that's where he kind of crossed the line, and that's where he got fined. But
yeah.
Well, the Lakers going to have to fucking pull out everything, though, to get him.
Yeah.
Not four, not five.
Not six.
You got
it, man. I want four players and two drafts and two drafts.
I want
drafts.
Luke Walton, too.
Yeah.
And you can tell Luke that I'm in that.
And I want you to send a few girls over.
Fuck yeah. I want some fucking fish tacos.
and maybe a couple cars.
And a couple cars. Fuck, man.
What else you have in L.A.?
In-N-Out Burger, too.
Send me one of those Ram helmets.
Yeah! But turn the horn upside down.
Yeah, put that fucker sideways. Just one. I'm a unicorn. Fuck.
So Kevin Durant doesn't want to talk to the media.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to talk to him either. I mean, I'd be like Kevin Durant. I don't blame him either. Fuck you, man.
That's what he said. You guys out here talking to my players, my coaches about this shit. I'm trying to play basketball. Get the fuck out of here.
Really, man.
Did you hear this shit?
Talk to my cat.
And let me know what it dragged in.
Yeah. Shit, that looks like your wife. I'm sorry, cat. Throw that bitch back out on the street.
Cat's meow.
Go eat crow.
Hey. Me and Martin had to eat that crow all week.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Ate that fucking
crow.
Don't
remind me of that game.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
We got Belichicked.
Tommy's going to make you eat that crow for a few more years.
I can't figure out Brady Super Bowls, man. You know, we fade him, we lose. You know, we take him, we lose.
You know what I feel? I feel like I'm a Raider fan. Like, that hurt from Tommy, you know what I mean? Still hurts.
You mean the San Francisco Oakland Raiders of Las Vegas?
Is there a bet?
No, there's talks of, I think rumor has it that they're nearing a deal with the Giants to play at AT&T, or I'm sorry, Oracle Park next year. So, like I said, they'll be the San
Francisco. Got the boot.
The rumor has it's not confirmed, but the rumor has it that they will be the San Francisco Oakland Raiders of Las Vegas.
Like,
somewhere.
Fuck.
Somewhere.
What do you think about the $750 hotel tax?
I heard you guys talking about that. I heard you guys talking. You know what? This angers me. This brings me up to an entirely new topic.
Especially if you're going there. And you ain't going there to see the Raiders.
I think it's preposterous that these billion-dollar companies, let's call them companies, these sports teams, tax the local residents to build a stadium in which they're going to overcharge them for absolutely fucking everything.
They're fucking the people who live there don't even go to the game.
I swear parking is going to be $100 in like 5 years. Oh, I swear to God. Yeah. It's like 50, 60 bucks now just to park at a game. Beer is like 15 bucks. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And you're going to get taxed if you live in that city. I mean, it's ridiculous. These guys can afford these stadiums to be built entirely on their own. You see Stan Kroenke did it with the Rams over there.
Fucking Jerry
the Giants,
World.
Giants did it. Yeah, Giants. Yeah, Jerry did it. Giants did it with Oracle Park. I mean, teams are very capable of doing it. Yet everyone
Oakland
seems to be okay.
Can.
Yeah,
no, Oakland can, Jesus Oakland Christ, good enough.
Yeah, Oakland can do it too. They're just fucking. You know, they just couldn't broker a deal because they're
get
just
a ski mask with no eye holes.
I mean, when you got a guy like Mark Davis running the show, I mean, how do you look at this guy and take him seriously? I mean, have you seen what this guy looks like? Oh, my God.
Man. Really, that's true.
But,
he's running the show. Oh, help me, Rhonda. Fuck, give me a parachute. I'll meet you at the bottom. Because we're not going up. Can't go up parachute.
How many betting booths do you think they'll be set up next to the hot dog stand at the new Raiders Stadium?
Shit. Man, they'll have those in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be the fucking, you can play some blackjack in there.
Yeah, while you're taking a shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You think the Chucky thing will come back?
I think it will, because you know why? It's like a mascot, dude.
Right.
I'll have to show you my Chucky doll.
Oh, no way.
Oh, fuck,
a real Chucky, not no Raider Gruden.
This is sort of Gruden.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is it tight?
It was a gift to me, you know? That, I mean, it's so fucking cool, it's cool. You know, I've been offered a few dollars for this, and it talks. Time out.
So, Kamish.
What's up?
We want to know your answer.
All right.
Who would you rather not see? Would it be the spaceman or the ghost? And both those two words, use your own imagination and tell us who you wouldn't want to not
you'd
see.
You'd want to hook up with.
You don't want to see.
Who I don't want to
see. Who you don't want to see.
Like just plainly seeing
see.
Them.
Hey, you want to run to this guy? or do you want to run into this guy?
I feel like this is a trick question.
This is everyone, you know, these are our 50-50s.
Okay. I haven't heard all the shows, so I haven't heard anyone be asked this question before. But I'll say the ghost, because that's probably...
It was scary.
Probably means bad things, yeah.
Could be
Space
the devil.
Spaceman seems pretty non-threatening, so I'll go with the ghost.
You don't think that guy coming from another world and threatening?
I'm thinking like an astronaut.
He ain't coming here to be happy.
Not an astronaut.
An alien.
Spaceman is the
alien.
Hey,
Commish. Listen, Commish. You know what he's going to do? He's going to make more ghosts.
He might, but I think it'd be more interesting to see an alien action. So I'd rather not see the ghost. That looks kind of scary and not really like fun at all.
Well,
so
here's the thing:
I'd rather see an alien.
There's people who have got stories that they were abducted by aliens for
That's
whatever.
Cool, though. That's
right?
cool.
But like, has there been any stories about the ghost? Do they really just scare you, or do they actually attack you? I never hear no ghost attacks.
Man, they fucking possess you, man.
That's worse, right? I'd rather you attack me.
Goddamn demon and shit.
That's
true.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a good point. Hey, that could be.
I mean, what could be worse, going to hell on earth or get annihilated?
So,
what's next?
All right, so.
Next question. So far, hey, listen. One for the commish.
All right. Right on. Thank you, Tom.
Hey, I like that. Yeah, you're the front runner on that question.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number two.
Have you guys gotten some pretty shitty responses to that one?
No, we got brilliant responses.
Okay. You know,
but not from that side.
All right. Most people go with the alien, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we think the logical thing is, but what do we know?
The alien here is going to fuck you up.
What do you think's on his
mind? You know, the ghost is gonna fuck you up too. So at least I'll die knowing shit. There are aliens. You know,
we're not saying you're gonna die, but okay. Here's another one concerning your life.
Okay.
All right. So would you rather? Now you know a cobra.
This is a good one, dude.
The venom of the cobra is not there, so you don't have to worry about the venom killing you.
Okay.
But if you were to sit there with your arms tied. And you couldn't move. And that cobra is hungry as shit. Hasn't eaten in fucking weeks.
Okay.
And he comes up and he bites you on your arm. Okay, that's what happened to Jake the Snake. Macho Man
and
Randy
the
Savage.
Snake don't let go. Uh-huh.
And the fucker wouldn't let go. And would you rather just say, hey, I'm going to sign up for this job. That's cool. Or would you rather go over there on Mavericks with those big, huge waves? And maybe you have the ability to ride a wave, but a couple of those times... You're gonna eat shit on that wave, and you gotta ride that big fucking wave and slam you down.
If you don't know how to ride it, we're gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
All right,
we're gonna duct tape you to the
I'm gonna have to go with the waves, man, because it seems like you get a better high. You know, at least with the waves, at least with the waves, you get the thrill of surfing. And you know, if you crash and burn or whatever, you know. But with the snake bite, I mean, what's the fun in that? You know,
no, you're not looking at the
thrill there.
Fun thing.
I know, but you're asking me to choose, so I'm gonna choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anthony, we can't.
Right? No, hey, that's fine.
You can't try to change your mind.
Right? I'm not gonna try to change my mind, but at the same time. You're looking at like, hey,
can I go contrarian there too?
Maybe. It's actually a 50-50 on this.
Is
a solid 50-50, right. You know? Yeah. And then,
because there's a chance you hit that wave and you make it to the bottom and you look
right,
make a great
but you know,
Instagram
I'm just saying
it,
like
right?
I saw a commercial with the wave that Mavericks had. They said it was too big for the riders to go. And you see this massive wave.
I've seen it.
I'm like, if that were me, would I be on that fucking thing and then just get taken out by this wave and slammed down?
Well,
and you're underwater for minutes.
Well, I mean, if you're attempting that, you obviously
a lot of surfers die too.
If you're attempting it, you obviously know what you're doing. You know?
No.
You're not a novice surfer.
No, you're saying
that's
this
why
is
you're
you.
Often you duct tape.
This is you. This is you. Saying,
oh, it's me.
This
it's
is
just
you.
Me.
You're not a different.
I still rather go with the
well, we
wave.
Think the snake is just like a shot. You know, you're taking a shot. Hey, yeah, bite me, done. I don't have to get dragged underwater, drugged through the quarry. Maybe I get blasted in my knee and I lose something.
Die.
Or that water and you're out of breath and that wave was so fucking big. Fuck that. I ain't riding that fucking wave. You're fucking tripping. You know?
Where'd you guys come up with these questions?
It just comes up, you know?
Probably with the Jack Daniels.
All right.
Yeah. Mr. Daniels shows up, you know? And when the sun's going down like it is right now,
Boogeyman.
Ooh, that ghost you don't want to see.
Okay.
You want to see that spaceman because you don't want to see that boogeyman.
Give me that spaceman, the alien.
Yeah, we'll see if we can trade Twitters.
The boogeyman. When the boogeyman shows up.
Hey.
Things aren't too good. But when he brings his buddy, I think his name is Lucifer, things start to change. You know.
You know what's interesting though? Like, if you really talk to people and you ask them, hey, what do you think about ghosts, or how many experiences or something that you came across, there's a high percent of people who would say that they had some kind of experience, or they know, or they saw something, or they think something. I honestly, there's a lot out there. What do you think, Martin?
I think, I mean,
you think houses are haunted?
I think there's some truth to this spiritual kind of crap that people, well, I shouldn't say crap, but you know, I think there's a lot of, not a lot, but I think there's some truth to this stuff that people say. I don't think these stories came out of nowhere, but for the most part, I think everything is mostly an exaggeration, and a lot of stuff is just, you know, been kind of twisted. The truth's been kind of, the story's been twisted over the years and generations, and so that, I don't know, that's my kind of take on it.
Hey, dude, you ever see that sign where they say, in the Son and the Father and the Holy Ghost? The Son and the Father.
Yeah.
Who knows the fuck about those guys? But that Holy Ghost. Everybody.
Hey, man, if you do strong enough drugs, I mean, you believe it. You'll believe it.
So we were hearing Mike Tyson talk about that DMT, where he called it the toad.
That DMT is no joke, man. I've done it.
Tell us your experience, man. How can you explain it?
I didn't break through.
Do you step across the other?
No.
Step
on no. But so,
the other side.
No, so like I think
the door.
Yeah. The popular narrative with DMT is that you kind of get quote unquote beamed up. And that's absolutely true. Because,
no shit.
Because when you break through. Yeah, when you break through.
What do you think they got that phrase?
Yeah. When you get to a certain point and you do enough of it, you totally don't see anything in front of you.
Man.
You know, so I did it, and I kind of got half up there, but I did. I still saw what was in front of me.
You should have doubled down.
Yeah, I know. I was a little timid on it.
I'm gonna break off this candy and give you a little bit, and next thing you know,
have you done it, Tom?
Next day, I probably did it in 1973.
You know, Rogan actually inspired me on it because he talks about it all the time, and it's, you know, it's really fascinating because it's actually naturally occurring.
Where do you buy it?
We call it Jimmy.
Do you call Jimmy on that one? Hey, Jimmy, I want to go for a ride to the candy store.
It's amazing though, man. I've done a lot of hallucinogens, and it's the easiest,
easier on your mind.
Yeah, no, because it's not a huge commitment. It's not like acid where you're on it for fucking 8 hours. You know, you go up and you come back down.
That's the best part about acid, though. Hey, you want to go for a ride, or you want to go for a ride? But
you remember your first LSD trip, Tom?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Is that window pane or was it orange sunshine?
It was the window pane. It was the first, because that was out at that time. I mean, you talk about for only a dollar. Only a dollar. Hey, this is Tuesday. I'll see you on Friday. Literally.
Because I had $10.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I mean, when I hear Rogan talk about this shit, would I try it? Hey, let me tell you what. When we get out the broadcast,
We should do it on the show. Let's do it on the show.
Or even do it on the show. I'm all for that. I mean.
Hey, he called it Toad. Mike Tyson.
I love it, dude. Growing up in the 60s. Listen to this. This ain't no shit. Fillmore.
I kind of wish I grew up in the 60s sometimes.
Listen to this, Kamish.
Yes.
1964. The big thing at the Fillmore was they had this big barrel of apples. So when you walked in, you know, you got an apple. And the thing was that they spike the apples with LSD. How many fucking apples you think I had in my pocket? Bush.
He must have been high for like 5 days.
Never found no acid, but brought my own. First time I smoked opium.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Ooh.
Dude, it was the real deal.
Some it shit was, from the South
the guys
Asia.
Who were there were called A Beautiful Day. It was the group. I remember sitting there watching music notes float across. You know.
It was a good time in America, huh?
It was a great time. Got to throw rocks at the police. Don't go to Vietnam.
I'm going there. In a couple weeks, actually.
I told him not to. But,
you know, it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country.
That's what they say.
I love Southeast Asia. I think everywhere is beautiful. The world is too big to stay in one place.
So, you know, when you travel the world and you ride on the plane, you think the world is flat?
I never thought the world was flat, man.
A lot of people think we think they've never been in an airplane.
Think about it, though. They went across the water in a fucking canoe.
Man, how do we
What's
know
the chances of coming I'm back? Scared. Or even make it to where you're going. Where are you going?
Now the flat earthers, I think they're getting.
I'm going to Chicago.
They're like, you know, they're like those type of people that are like conspiracy theorists. They just don't want to believe what people tell them. They always try to, you know, dispute everything.
That
those
sounds
kind
like
of
that Bible story.
Oh, yeah. Talking about that boat. Hey,
yeah. It's like Steph Curry not thinking that we ever land on the moon.
Listen to this. Let's just say we give you one of every animal, one of each male,
get a
female,
two of each,
one male, one female.
Everybody gets it.
Everybody's there. Okay, we're just gonna say we're passed out.
Yeah. You could fit it all on a boat, too.
Way back in the day. Nobody, there wouldn't be shit everywhere.
Don't worry about that unicorn you forgot.
Yeah.
You might want to cut this part out.
No, this is one of our topics.
Oh, you're going to lose all your Christian listeners.
No. We just, you know.
We've already lost them. I just want to care.
We lost those guys. Recap. Who we lost? Florida? We've lost Florida.
Florida's gone.
We lost anyone who we've gone.
Pretty much on the earth.
Kansas City, New Orleans is too happy right now.
But listen to this theory, dude. Listen to this theory.
We give you.
You get to have two animals. Big fucking boat.
We're past it.
And you get to know about the water that's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Okay.
I totally believe it.
We're going with this, okay?
So now you land on a mountain.
Okay.
And
we got one problem.
One problem.
There's all the
What's
animals.
That?
There's all
we
the
got
animals.
All these animals.
Uh-huh.
But there ain't no fucking people but me, my wife, and two
it's
kids.
Big problem.
That's it's a big problem. So where did everybody go? And we're on a fucking mountain. Where'd they go?
All the animals are on the boat.
That's about as cornball's story as the guy that opens up the rock and walks out when he's dead. And before he walked out when he was dead... walked on water.
Then what about when they part the Red Sea?
That was Moses, though.
He was on DMT.
Anybody got invited to that Last Supper had some shit to talk about. Time out. Hey, let me tell you what. AustinPress.com.
Where elegance meets function. And that's kind of like they have... The function of it is they have 19th century equipment that anyone could have used back in the day to make something very useful, like printed things on paper. But it's just that. It's something printed on paper. The elegance comes from the artwork that they put on that paper. So that's one of the big things that they have going for them.
And if you got something you want to get, your wife, or your mom, or something really unique, you know, a letterpress, a candle. There's all kinds of incredible things on AustinPress.com that if you got it for a special person, that you would definitely send a message and they would really think it's cool. And something where, you know, if you got a lot of clutter in your house and you're trying to get rid of shit and things that are more meaningful, you would put up stuff that are from AustinPress.com.
And I would describe her stuff at Austin Press as amazing and awesome, but it was also described as like elegant, distinguished, craftsmanlike. there's more than that. It's amazing stuff, but there's a certain amount of something a little more distinguished than your regular stuff that you just get at the store.
AustinPress.com.
So, if you had to go to jury duty, you go in that courtroom.
Do you want me to bring the Bible or a fucking comic book?
Okay.
Which one are you going to tell the truth of?
Let's just say the lawyers come up to
you. A roll of toilet paper.
The lawyers come up to you, Mark. I mean...
All right.
The lawyers come up to you and they say, hey, we're picking the jury. We want to know that, you know, you're innocent till proven guilty. But if I, as a public defender, are the only person who comes in and the guy getting tried actually doesn't show up, does that make him more guilty to you? Would that matter to you? Would you still put him as innocent until proven guilty, even though he doesn't show up?
If he doesn't show up.
Yeah. Would you say he's more guilty?
I don't know. This is kind of a weird question.
Well, that's what they would ask you. They would ask you to say he didn't show up.
I don't think so. No. Because you haven't seen him. And so for you to assume anything, I think, is prejudice.
Right. But do you think you have an unconscious... You have an unconscious bias in your head, or maybe other
I would
people.
Try not to.
You would try not to. But do you think other people are thinking about it?
Absolutely, I think there would be some people that would automatically assume that.
Hey, if you don't show up to your trial, that just makes you look guilty. Or maybe you're a scumbag and you look like a 20-year-old tweaker.
But you still look guilty.
Yeah. So the only reason why I think if you didn't show up because it hurt your case. I'm just saying I'd still hear it out, but just not.
Hey, that didn't happen to OJ.
Well, he was there. He just didn't go on trial. They're saying not even if you don't even show up.
Hey, the glove don't fit.
You know OJ's a free man now, right?
I love it.
I love it too.
What the fuck is this system?
Did you know OJ has a vote for the Heisman, but Reggie Bush doesn't?
He retains his trophy.
He has a vote.
No way. Yeah. No way. Wow. That's crazy.
I killed my old lady.
Listen. I watched his fucking parole hearing. They put that shit on CNN. I couldn't believe it. I was watching a parole hearing when they basically announced that he would be released on parole. I mean, it was epic. When does anyone's parole hearing
Kansas
get televised?
City tie on.
Yeah.
Dude, that whole thing was fucking, like a movie when it was happening. It was on the news.
Yeah, and they made some TV shows that were also pretty good.
And he admitted it. He just came on one show.
You know, we don't know that. Listen, Martin, we don't know.
If I showed you this video.
Look, I believe in the system. The system says he didn't do it. So
you obviously didn't watch those shows.
I didn't watch the shows. I'm gonna respect the system. Look, I mean, what can you really say? The guy went. He's not like he cheated. You know, he didn't tell.
He didn't threaten anyone.
I'm just saying, like, if that was anybody else, we would all fight the case. Okay. You know. He played the system. And the system let him out.
Right. But throw everything out. Throw everything out the door. Did he kill her or not? Yes or no? Whether he gets,
I don't know. That's not my job to know. That's not my job to know.
Listen. So they did a thing that they released that they never released before, and they showed it on TV. It was like on Sunday night, one of those 50 minutes, yeah. Whatever they call it. 60 minutes. Right. And OJ came on.
50
dude.
Minutes.
And they said this was recorded 10 years ago, never shown, whatever it was. And he said in an interview, talking to this girl, and they had the girl there, he said, they asked him, so he said, well, if I did do it, I would have parked in the back, I would have came in, and I would have came
I think
home.
I saw this.
Yeah, and he came in there, and then he stopped saying that, and he said, I had a knife, and I blacked out, and when I woke up, there was blood everywhere. And they said it was his confession. Like he did his time. He pretty much confessed for himself. Or whatever.
I think I saw something like this. But so let me back up real quick. I'm not saying that I wanted him to be out or I'm excusing him for condoning any of this. But what I'm saying is that I think that people get too mad at OJ when they should really be getting mad at the system, right? It's just kind of like this R. Kelly thing, right? He went through the whole same kind of ordeal, clearly guilty, but still got acquitted, right? And so everyone's, I think the anger is misguided. It needs to be it needs to be on the system. The system is what failed. It's not really like these guys did anything to cheat. You know, the system failed them, and they didn't put
did
these
what
guys
Belichick would have done.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's a sad thing, but you know what? Hey, let me tell you what. There's some probably been people in my life that's pissed me off. You know, and if they were sort of to get sick real quick, so be it.
Yeah.
So be
I wouldn't
it.
Lose any sleep.
Life's not fair. Not, you live with it.
Hey, man.
Anybody
you know what
fair.
I tell everybody? Hey, let me tell you what. Do right or wrong, good or bad, you only live one time. You think? Hey, you could talk all that shit about religion and coming back and being this guy, but if I come back, you know what guy I ain't going to remember? Tom. So, Tom's theory, I don't feel bad about none of the people that may not like me or like me.
And don't lose any sleep.
And honest to God, I'm going to go home tonight and have tamale pie. And not even worry about
you know,
it.
Johnny Cochran was OJ's lawyer. You know who else was his lawyer? Oh, you know who else
shit.
He did?
Yeah, man.
Michael Jackson.
You know, I mean,
he had some problems in his day too, didn't he?
Fuck, man. Michael liked to be with boys. So what, you know? Hey, you know what? I'd be kicking my parents' ass or sending my ass over there. I come back with a gun. I'm going to shoot you, motherfucker. Send me over there to fucking Billy Bob's house. Fuck. What's Billy Bob got in his mind? It ain't Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. It's crazy. But he was a brilliant musician, right? It's crazy.
People just forget but all about all that.
It's something. It's, I think it's something with the music industry. And sometimes it's like the most twisted fucking people or the greatest musicians.
I think one of the baddest
mean?
Motherfuckers out of them all is Prince.
Yeah, and he was a little twisted himself, man. You know. For sure.
He was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. You know you're a badass when you change your name, your artist name, to just a symbol. I mean, which he did. You know what I mean? He's only Prince could pull something like that
off. Hey, you know where he was from? Indy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he a Pacer?
Shit, he had a fucking place bigger than the Pacers. No, I mean. But yeah, to change your name to a symbol.
You know you're a badass when you can do that.
But they're all those guys, you know. I mean, let me tell you what, when you got billions, you're not thinking about what's for dinner tonight. You know, you're thinking about how I'm gonna, I mean, I think maybe money, let me tell you what, money's the root of all evil, and that's good. Because if we ain't got no evil, you ain't got no hope. You ain't got no hope, motherfucker.
That's
you better,
true.
You better hope evil comes to town tomorrow.
You know, a lot of people ask, well, why did God let evil... Why, if he had all the power, why did he allow evil to be whatever? But
because it was Satan. It was, you know.
No, but if devil. He's all powerful, you don't think if he created everything, what the fuck? Well, he must have created evil.
I'm only gonna say this and have a sip of my beer. You roll another joint. Maybe there is no God. It's the fucking spaceman.
Comes from the sky.
I'm telling you what, that's where they all said he came from. Look at those fucking cave drawings. You don't see nobody's on a fucking cross. When's the last time you seen in the cave drawings some guy on a cross? That wasn't even in the fucking program. Shit. Time out, motherfucker.